This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, and it's just me and some Colts here in the studio. Rich Eben's off today. He's at the farm, and he's preparing for winter. Much of the same thing that we do here. We've been preparing for winter here in Missouri, baling hay for the last several days. And that's what we do, because we want to make sure the cows have plenty to eat and they don't starve and freeze to death in the winter. So this time of the year, we do our best to get the hay cut, raked, baled, and then stacked in the barn. So Rich is well. He's working hard, and he'll be back with us when he's finished with most of his winter preparations. I'm sure he's going to come back before he's completely done. But Rich has a farm in Montana, and he does a lot of things the hard way. I mean, he's got some equipment, but he has to put his back into it. So he'll be back. And I want to let you know, I got a call last night from Sonny Skidmore, and many of you have been asking how Sonny's doing. Well, you know that she was in a car accident, and as a result of a series of events, she had her legs amputated. Both of them. And it was a life-altering event. She's about 90 years old. And she called me from the nursing home, and she has gotten her prosthesis. She is walking with them, but they won't let her walk alone, so she has to have someone there in case she falls, and she has not fallen yet. Her spirits are outstanding. She's a real lady. And so we talked at length a couple times yesterday in the evening, and I asked her how it's going, and I asked her about the communist Chinese virus that they've inflicted on the world. And she said it's been there. People have been infected. And she said that there are people who worked for a company that packaged food, dry food. And I'll give you the details when she comes on the air with us next week. And she'll probably be with us for a couple hours next week. And so the management was infected. Top management, and died. And they shut the company down, and they disinfected the company, and they reopened. But, so if you're wondering, does anybody know anybody, do any of the USA Prepares instructors know anybody who has been infected with the communist Chinese virus that's been taking down the planet? There's a USA Prepares instructor who does. And I've been unable to talk with Sonny Skidmore of KLID AM 1340 because her phone number was changed. And I didn't know how to get in touch with her or where she was. So I've been just grinning from ear to ear with her outcome so far. She's doing really, really well. Her outlook is extraordinary. And she's going to be on the air with us next week. And let's see. This Friday, we're going to be doing a special broadcast at the request of David in Illinois. We're going to be talking about rifles, pistols, shotguns, and revolvers. We're going to give you our take on what we like and why. We're going to talk about, if time permits, ammunition. And originally it was going to be a one-hour broadcast. And I talked to David off air. He said he could do two. And Kyle heard me mention that David could do two. And Kyle called right after the broadcast yesterday. And he's going to do two. And George in New Hampshire wants to join in. George, you're certainly welcome to call in and be with us. We can probably make all that happen. I'll do the, I'll be the MC, and I will push the buttons and try to make all that happen. And we probably ought to do it again and again, because I think it's a topic that many people are interested in, because Kyle and David and George have a lot of experience. We've all been shooting for years. In my case, since the 60s. So that would be, close to 60 years. And the other members of the faculty probably darn close to that as well. So we bring a lot of experience. Now, not everybody shoots every day. But we've handled lots of different rifles, pistols, shotguns, and revolvers. And we can tell you what we like and so forth. So that's going to be Friday. And, Rich is off today, as I mentioned, and since he mentioned cars, and since Rich mentioned cars, we're finding it more difficult to get some of the additional auto parts that we'd like to have here at the shop. And one of the things that we are doing is we are bringing in supplies that we think are going to be even harder to get once the selection is made, and that's in 47 days. 47 days, and many people, including yours truly, believe that times are going to get way worse after the selection, because half of the country will be unhappy. Or if they're happy, the other half is going to be unhappy. And it's a contest between two guys that neither one can seem to tell the truth. And the Democrat guy, Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist, Biden, stole a friend's wife. Yeah, look it up. Yeah, he stole a guy's wife. So Jill is Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist's second wife. And at first he borrowed her and then he stole her. Look that up. That's absolutely true. When we order automobile parts, we're finding it lately even more difficult than we found it before. It wasn't all that pleasant before because we couldn't get what we wanted just when we wanted it or when we needed it. And what would happen is customers would come in and they would have a problem. And so that problem would require a part. Let's say it's a control arm for the front suspension. Or let's say it is a steering rack. Or let's say it's ball joints or tie rod ends or universal joints or shock absorbers or serpentine belts, alternator, water pump, fan clutch, blower motors, blower motor control systems, switches, whatever it was. It was getting harder and harder to get. Well, lately, the newest wrinkle is wheel weights. Now, what are we talking about? So you go and buy tires. And when you do, the good old-fashioned method that we use here at the farm, and for our son's customers, for his business, we balance wheels the good old-fashioned way. We spin up the wheels, and we use a dynamic balancing machine. It's made by John Bean. It's also known as Snap-on, and we bought it for hardly anything, $400. $400 for a wheel balancing machine. And I converted it because it was a three-phase system. It came from either Walmart or Sam's Club. So it's a top-of-the-line machine. It's an older machine, but it was three-phase power, which is what you find in industrial areas. Well, we don't have three-phase power here. We have split-phase, also known as single-phase. So I converted this split-phase system to run on single-phase, and it works fine. So we have a little box that converts the electricity, and you can do that. So if you find that you can get a great deal on some piece of gear, like a lathe or a compressor or something like that runs on three-phase, and you say, shoot, we don't have three-phase, Three phases, four wires. So if you look at the power poles and you see four wires, that's three phase. If you see only three wires or two wires, that's single phase or split phase. So it's called two things, single phase and split phase. So if you have two or three wires, it is the non-industrial electricity. And that's what we have here at the farm. And all the other farmers have it too. So I bought this box. It's probably $55. And I used it, wired it in, and converted split phase to three phase. And this wheel balancer uses plain old split phase electricity. I can run the wheel balancer on our solar system. All right, so here's what happens. When we balance tires and wheel assemblies, we mount the tire, the new tire, on a wheel, and we check it for being true. We spin it up and we watch it. We see if it wobbles, and we see if the tire is out of round, meaning it has high spots or low spots. And if the tire passes that test, the next thing we do is we balance it. And the tire machine that we have will tell us exactly how much weight to put and where. So weights will go on the inside of the rim. Now, the rim is where the tire contacts the wheel. That's the rim. Some people call the wheel a rim. A wheel and a rim are two different things. The wheel is a complete assembly with the centerpiece and the rim. A rim is just the part that contacts the tire. Tire bead. Anyway, our machine will tell us exactly where the weight goes. How many ounces or fractions of an ounce go at exactly which location. So we will physically hammer on these wheel weights, and they're typically made with lead. Hammer them on, and then spin up the wheel again, and see if it actually did in fact balance the wheel and tire assembly. If it didn't, we'll rebalance it until we get it right. And we balance within, let's say, less than 1/10 of an ounce. And we are very precise about that. And when we balance wheels, when you put them on the car, you'll think you have a new car. It rides so much better. Because most people don't do it that way. And here's what they do. And there's a reason why I'm telling you this long, drawn-out story. The wheel weights are getting really hard to get, and we can't get them. At least within a few days. Now it looks like it's going to be out a week, if we can get them at all. So we're kind of concerned about that. Because we always put new wheel weights on when we balance a wheel. That way they don't fly off. You know, used weights, they work for a little while and they tend to fly off. Then the wheels become unbalanced. So we use new wheel weights. Well, when we balance tires, they're done right and we double check them and then we put them on the car. The new method of balancing wheels that we don't do is that you add beads. Little round beads, thousands of them. And you put a prepackaged packet of beads, kind of like those soap pods, they're packaged like that. And you look up on a chart how big the tire is, you know, like 255, 60, 16. And you look up on this chart and it says one packet, two packets, three packets of these beads. And you just throw them in. You throw them in to the tire, and then you mount as you're mounting the tire on the wheel. And then as the tire rotates, these little packages break and these beads roll around. And I'll tell you why we don't do it when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So it's just me today. And if you'd like to call, if you've got some preparedness tips, we're going to stay on preparedness today. So if you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Preparedness tips only. If you've got a better way of doing it than I've mentioned, I'd love to hear it. I'm sure a class would as well. But nothing outside of preparedness, please. So I mentioned that because lead is in short supply, because the previous administration, the Barry Satoru cabal, had closed down the lead mines in the United States. So the only lead that's available, for the most part, the lead that's available for car batteries and bullets, projectiles, and weights for balancing, etc., is recycled lead, because Barry and his bandits have shut down lead production in the United States for environmental reasons, so they say. I think it was dumb. But anyway, so lead weights are getting harder to get, and there are substitutes for lead. But the problem is that lead is really dense. And because it's dense, it has a lot of weight for the given area that it occupies. It's perfect for lots of things. It's perfect for bullets. It works really well for lead acid batteries. It works really well for lead wheel balancing weights, etc. Well, what happens now is that when you buy tires, tire shops have become really lazy. And they would prefer not to spend the, 5 to 10 minutes that it takes us to balance a wheel and get it right. They would rather take these little packages of ceramic beads and throw them into the tire wheel assembly just before the bead sets. You know, you hear that pop when the bead finally sets when you inflate the tire. Well, they throw these beads in there. The packages break on purpose, and these beads roll around, thousands of these little beads. They're a little smaller than a BB. They're white, and they're ceramic, and they roll around. And the idea behind that is they take an average amount, and they say, okay, well, this size tire is out of balance by this many ounces, so we'll throw this many beads into the carcass of the tire. And as the tire rotates going down the road, when it hits 55 miles an hour, these beads will kind of settle down, and they will adhere to the opposite side of the heavy part of the tire. So if the heavy part of the tire is at 12 o'clock, these beads will settle around 6 o'clock and balance out the tire, as long as it's going over 55 miles an hour. So if you slow down, the beads fall out of place. Centrifugal force holds them in place. Okay? So these things are always rolling around and banging into each other, and they only work at 55 miles an hour or more. So when you stop, all the beads fall to the bottom, the 6 o'clock position. So when you parked, all the beads are fall to the bottom of the tire. Once you start rolling, the beads roll around inside the tire, and they find the spot where they can balance the tire. But they're always moving. They're always rolling against each other, and they cause friction. And they abrade the inside of the tire, and they cause dust. And that dust is rubber dust. So when you go to inflate your tire, let's say you look at it and you go, geez, I think it's a little low. So let's add some air. You put the tire chuck on there and you inflate it, and you can hear the air rushing in. And then when you think you have enough air in it, you pull the tire chuck off and it goes, psh. Well, that sound is air rushing out. Now, the air that rushes out is the dusty air that has the rubber in it. And what it does is it clogs the tire valve. So now the tire valve doesn't seat properly and it leaks, which is why you saw the tire look a little low. So you put more air in it again, and when you take the tire valve, or you take the tire chuck off it, it leaks again out the tire valve stem. So it's a problem that continues. So what's the answer? Well, when you get those tires, they'll put in a new valve stem, one with an air filter on the inside, to prevent the rubber dust from clogging the tire valve, the Schrader valve. It's called Schrader valve, S-C-H, Schrader valve. So the reason all this has happened is because people don't know how to balance tires, and lead's getting harder to get. And so now we're riding around with tires that are really not balanced. This bead system of balancing is lousy. The tires are never really balanced properly, and they're not balanced at all speeds, where the old, good old-fashioned way, the way we do it here, the way it used to be done, works perfectly. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's to deliver a pre-recorded address to the United Nations General Assembly today. Amid chilly relations between the U.S. and China and ongoing threats from North Korea and Iran, the president telling reporters yesterday he has a strong message for China, though the president did not elaborate. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration fully believes the U.S. Senate is able to vote on the president's nominee to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg before before Election Day. Though Pence told CBS in an interview last night, "For now it's time America pay respect to the late Justice Ginsburg."
She paved the way for women in the law, but I know the president is anxious to move the process forward and fully expect to make an announcement about the president's nominee before the week is out.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The National Football League is fining three of its head coaches for not wearing masks on the sidelines last Sunday. ESPN reports the Broncos' Vic Fangio, Seahawks' Pete Carroll, and the 49ers' Kyle Shanahan have all been docked $100,000, and each of their teams has been fined $250,000. Today is National Voter Registration Day, and Twitter is taking it seriously, as every person on Twitter will be getting a prompt on their timeline to register to vote or to confirm their registration through TurboVote. That's an online tool from the nonpartisan nonprofit Democracy Works organization. Twitter's support for Voter Registration Day, acknowledging the influence social media platforms have, as well as the harm from foreign interference and widespread misinformation in past election cycles. And wildfire smoke from the western U.S. fires now reaching Europe. Particulate matter from the raging fires in California, Oregon, and Washington State drifting all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. A map image tweeted yesterday by the World Meteorological Organization shows the particulate matter now stretching across the southern end of Norway, Sweden, and Finland. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
It's been widely reported that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died on September 18th, 2020. But other reports say that she died 18 months before that. And that the recent death was of her body double. And that her body double was made by the same outfit that made the body double for Lawrence Zeiger, the man who used the stage name as Larry King. And they say that because they specialize, this company that makes them specializes in fast turnaround. And it's been reported that you can tell that they were body doubles because the body doubles have the same smile, the same intelligent look, the same posture, and that they use the same accelerant in their noses. Ruth Bader Ginsburg did not change her name when she married her husband. Y'all know that? It's absolutely true that she did not change her name, because her husband, his name was Martin D. Ginsburg. So they had the same last name. That's absolutely true. And they're not the only ones who, you know, marry their spouse that has the same family name. And maybe Gwyneth and I can talk about the royal marriages and how royalty seems to be inclined to marry cousins. And they're not the only ones. Let's see, there are other people who have married their cousins. There's some famous people like Rudy Giuliani, for example, the former mayor of New York City. He's part of the Trump administration. He married his first cousin. Well, the daughter of his father's first cousin. Making her his second cousin once removed. Edgar Allan Poe married his first cousin. H.G. Wells married his first cousin. Saddam Hussein, he had a lot of wives, but his first wife was his first cousin. Charles Darwin, you know, the guy who penned On the Origin of Species, he married his first cousin. Albert Einstein, his second wife, and he were first cousins on his mother's side. Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, the rock and roll guy, he married a cousin. He got in the game early. She was only 13 years old. Kevin Bacon, he is distantly related to his spouse. I think they're ninth cousins once removed. Jesse James, he married a cousin, a first cousin. So, and by the way, speaking of Jesse James, there's a terrific series, as Peter Falk Colombo would say, terrific. Well, I was telling Kyle about this on the phone yesterday, and these are little vignettes, and the runtime is, I don't know, maybe close to an hour. And this was a television series from the 1950s, I believe 1954 and 1955. So almost as old as I am, you know, like over 60 years old. And this was in the early days of television. I mean, not everybody had a television in 1950, that's for sure. And those who did had black and white televisions. Well, this was filmed in black and white, this series. It's called Stories of the Century. There are three volumes, 1, 2, and 3. And there are 12 episodes on each of these DVDs. And it's called Stories of the Century, Matt Clark, M-A-T-T, last name Clark, Railroad Detective. So what they've done is they've inserted this railroad detective, this fictional character, into actual historical events. Like he was the crime solver for the railroad. And some of the characters that are in this are portrayed historically accurately. And they are some of the hoodlums, the bandits, the cattle rustlers, the hooligans of the Wild West, where our family lives, like Missouri and Kansas and other states, Oklahoma. So these outlaws were all over the Wild West, and they had names like Black Bart, Tom Horn, Jack Slade, the Apache Kid, Cattle Kate, Sam Bass, Black Jack Ketchum, Doc Holliday, Frank and Jesse James, John Wesley Hardin, Clay Allison, the Dalton Gang. So there's 36 of these episodes. And I paid around $12 for it on eBay, shipped. Three DVDs. You can probably find it. Now, is it going to be life-saving? No. But it's interesting to learn about the 1800s. And the century that this is set in is the 1800s. Our farm, the abstract for our farm dates back to 1844. We have the original paperwork from the James Buchanan land grant, where land was given to people who would settle it. So land was given, and then ultimately it was sold and sold and sold and sold over and over and over again. Finally, we got it, and we paid for it. But, you know, once it was stolen by the federal government from the Indians, it was stolen from the Indians, given away, and then sold and resold and resold. And we were the last owner so far of this particular farm. And I find this fascinating because this is the area where some of these things happen, you know, generally the same area. I mean, not right on our farm per se, but generally the area. And you might find this interesting in your children as you homeschool them. You might find it interesting to share these videos because they're interesting, they're exciting, they're fun to watch. And it was, you know, a detective, a railroad detective solving the crime. And the crimes had to do with cattle rustling in many ways. Swindles, cattle rustling, taking advantage of, you know, unsuspecting people. Had to do with sheriffs, corruption. It's really, I think you'll find it quite fascinating and educational. If it weren't educational, I wouldn't recommend it. But it is. So that's the story about Stories of the Century, the television series. And there are 36 episodes. About, if you're fortunate, you'll be able to find it for about $12, $13 or so. Next thing, I'm talking about my book. I didn't say that yet, but I'm talking about my book. And that's kind of a loose term because it's an unfinished, unpublished, unorganized, not available for sale series of my notes. And I don't know if I'll ever publish it. At the moment, I don't have any intention to do so. And if you've noticed, I've stepped back, you know, for quite some time now. I have not updated the website. Actually, I took it down. And it's because of those parasites who, you know, like to attack and attack and attack. And it just, you know what? When people do that kind of thing, I'm not interested in helping them. And as a result, so the website is, it's there, but you can't get to it. I've put it on hiatus. And I don't update as to who's going to be on the radio with us. I don't do any of that. And I actually appreciate what these parasites have done because they freed up some of my time. Just as those people who decided to unfriend me, I appreciate what they've done because now I don't answer their calls because they don't call anymore. I don't have to help them out of jams. And if you're as fortunate as I am, you'll lose some of your former friends too. And it'll be less work for you. Literally. I'm not exaggerating. I have more time to work on the farm because I'm not helping other people as much as I used to. Next item from the book is a splice in fuel filter. And I suggest that you consider this. You can go to eBay, and that's where we get ours, and they have these quarter-inch fuel filters. And we buy them for all of our gasoline-powered equipment. Now, they actually come in different sizes, so you need to figure out what size you need. And what you do is you cut the fuel line between the carburetor and the gas tank. You know, literally make sure fuel's not going to run out all over your hands and hot engine and, you know, start a fire. But, you know, if you drain the fuel out of the tank or you have a fuel shutoff valve and you can do it safely, what you do or what we do is we cut the fuel line. We have a container, like a tuna fish style can. We've saved those for years. We don't eat tuna fish. We haven't eaten tuna fish for over 10 years because of Fukushima and the radiation in the ocean. But we have some cans that we've saved, and I'll put a tuna fish type can under the hose where I cut it to catch any drips of fuel. I do it on a cold engine. And I wear those latex gloves. Cut the fuel line in the right spot, and I insert in the fuel line a fuel filter. And I use two hose clamps. And they are typically 5/16 size, 5/16 inches. And they have a worm-type gear, and you screw that in and tighten the hose around the hose clamp, around the fuel filter. And there's a direction. The fuel filters are directional. So it'll show an arrow. That means that's the way the fuel flows. Flows out of the gas tank toward the carburetor. And it works really well. So all that little bit of, those little bits of grit that come out of the fuel tank, a little bit of water, a couple drops here and there, if you have it in your fuel tank, get stopped by the fuel filter. It saves a lot of problems. So what we do, when we buy them, we'll go to eBay and we'll type in the following words. Like 1/4, as in quarter of an inch, fuel filter, comma, lot, L-O-T, which means we don't want to buy one. We want to buy a bunch of them. And typically you can get 10 of them for somewhere around $1 a piece, shipped. So it's like 10 for a dollar, 10 for $10 or $1 a piece. And then you have to get the hose clamps. And we like the stainless steel ones the best. What's happened is the Chi-Coms have decided that they can make a metal that looks just like stainless steel until you feel it. But, you know, if you look at a picture of it, it looks just like stainless steel. And they're lousy. They rust. They fail. So what we do is we only buy the stainless steel ones. There's a good brand that we like. It's the same brand that's been around since I was selling auto parts behind the counter. It's called Ideal. I-D-E-A-L. They make top-of-the-line, world-class, best you can get, made in USA, hose clamps. They cost three times as much. But they're still relatively inexpensive. So I think you'll find what we find. If you do this, you won't have anywhere near the problems with your gasoline-powered equipment, lawnmowers, rototillers, etc. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, so it's just me today. And so 47 days until the selection. And do you believe it'll be peaceful? Really? Do you think that we'll return to the good old days? When you can buy, you know, flour and spaghetti and paper towels and go on a road trip with your family. Maybe even go so far as to have friends over for dinner. Do you think that's possible? Or do you think more violence will ensue? Are you preparing to get what you need? Because you think it's going to be in shorter supply. Well, I suggest that you consider that being the case. Because I believe that just about everything is going to be in shorter supply. As I believe that prices will continue to increase. I've mentioned previously over the last several months that prices are going up dramatically. The quality vintage items that I used to buy cost twice as much as they did when they were brand new 40 years ago. Now, I used to be able to get them relatively reasonably priced, but, you know, a month ago or so. But the price has doubled since then. So prices of things like quality battery chargers have gone way, way, way up. And I suggest as you see the colder, that you get a battery charger for your vehicle. You know, since we're all not driving so much, you want to keep that battery topped off. And you're going to want to top it off about once a week. So the minimum size battery charger I think you should consider would be 6 amperes. One that automatically tapers off as the battery gets further and further charged. Good size would be 10 amperes. 10 amp, A-M-P, or 6 at the minimum. Now, that would be for one that will actually charge the battery. So if you had a 60 ampere hour battery, and you had a 6 ampere hour charger, it would take 10 hours to charge the battery, all things being perfect. Actually, it would take longer than that in reality. So that's why you don't want a little tiny one. But you do want a little tiny one to, you know, leave it on for several days. That would be called a trickle charger. That would be 1 ampere or less. So if you have like a camper trailer that has a battery or two, you're going to want hook up that battery charger to keep that battery topped off, because as it gets colder and the battery discharges naturally, a lead acid battery will just discharge all by itself if it's not connected to anything in about a month. And in that 1 month's time, that battery will freeze at 32 degrees. And when it does, the plates will buckle, the lead plates will buckle, and the battery will be destroyed. And there's no fixing it, because it'll be physically broken internally. So the way you can prevent all that from happening is keep the battery charged. But when you charge it, you know, you want to look at the cells and see if they are at the right height with the electrolyte. And lots of batteries have these battery caps. Sometimes there are three caps per strip. There's two strips for a 12-volt battery. 12-volt battery has six cells, six places to put distilled water. And that's the only thing that you put in a lead-acid battery, distilled water, not tap water, not spring water, not Perrier. The only thing you put in is distilled water, or you'll ruin the battery. Okay, so before you charge it, you check the electrolyte level and go to the internet and you'll see how to do it. You can, what I do is I wear safety goggles, long sleeve shirt, gloves, latex gloves, and I do it very, very carefully, because the acid, the electrolyte in the battery is sulfuric acid, and it can blind you if it gets in your eyes. It can cause all kinds of problems and burn your skin. So I do it where there's water. I have water ready. So if I splash any on me, I rinse it off immediately. Baking soda is the neutralizer for acid. It's the inexpensive neutralizer. So have baking soda ready. Have plenty of water ready. Make sure you can, you know, if you get it on your face, around those goggles, make sure you wear goggles. Don't do it without goggles. Be very, very careful. Now, I'm not telling you how to do it. You can look that up yourself. This is really dangerous. And you don't want to breathe the sulfuric acid fumes. It can damage your lungs. So you want to do it outside. But have plenty of water ready. Do not skip that step. Water to rinse with. And then what I use to top off the batteries is I use one of those ketchup squeeze bottles that you see at restaurants. Well, you used to see at restaurants, right? They would refill them, put them on the table, and you'd squeeze the ketchup onto your french fries or hamburger or whatever you happen to be eating. I have one of those, and I marked it with the letters distilled water, the words distilled water. It's the only thing that goes in there. And I put the cap on it. That's all that's used for. So you only want to put distilled water in it, and look up how much to put in. There's plenty of videos. And that'll save your battery. And how much is that? About $130. And batteries are getting harder to get. We'll be right back. I'll continue with the book. I'll talk about making hamburgers when we come back, how to do it, how we do it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.